Rosenzel says now, Ois Yud, Ki Hamomoin Nimshach Mibchinas Cholola Ponui, Shehu Soid Hatzimtzum, Shehu Shoirish Kol Hadinim, Shemishom Kol Hamomoin, Shehu Bechinas Tzimtzumim Vedinim Kiyadua. Money, Rav Nosanzal says, when we're talking about these two types of places, the Cholol HaPonui address or the Shvira Sakelim address, Rav Nosanzal says you should know that money comes from the Cholol HaPonui, which is a concept of Tzimtzum. It's the origin of the concept of constriction, Hashem constricting himself, which is the concept of the origin of Midas Hadin, Gvura, all comes from Tzimtzum. As the Pasuk says in Eoiv, Mitzofoin Zohov Yoaso, gold comes from the north. Sofoin hu bechinas Tzimtzum. And the north is a concept of Tzimtzum. The north is the left side. When you're facing east, north is on your left. That's called the Sitrachra. And Tzofun also means hidden, something that's hidden and constricted in a sense. Tzofoin hu bechinas Tzimtzum. V'din ha-nimshach mi-chol al-aponui. Tzofoin represents Tzimtzum and Din, which comes from the Chol al-aponui. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiya, mi-tzofoin ti-posach horo, that evil comes from the north. So we see that Tzofoin is a concept of Gevura, Din, Tzimtzum, and money comes from Tzofoin. Ki Chol al-aponui hu kaviyochol, ponui u-pasuach me-elekusa yisborach. Because this cholol haponui, this vacant hole, is vacant from the presence of Hashem. V'alkein mishom tiposach horo. And that's why we say that's where evil comes from. Ki mishom achizas kol ha-sitrachra. That's the place where the sitrachra has its hold. V'ubechinas habo letame poischinoi. As the Gemara says, a person who wants to become impure, they make an opening for him. Va'omrazal, the Gemara says, Niyuma yeshloi psochim harbe. A person who wants to become tame, Hashem gives him a lot of openings to do it. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, la pesach chatos roivets, that at the entrance, evil lurks. Kishorish kol haklipois vasitrach ravayet zahoro, Hurak mebechinas cholol aponui sheusoi tchilat ha-tzimtzum. Rav Nosanzal explains now that the origin of the sitrachra, the yetzahara, and all of the enklipos is all from the cholol haponui, which represents the concept of tzimtzum, constriction. Ki afilu haklipos haboy mishviras kelim shenishavu al yidei ribu yoyer. Gam heim ikur shoroshum bachizosom hu mitchilas hatzimtzum shebechinas chol haponui. Rav Nosanzal says now, because even those klipos which we say came about as a result of the shvira sakelim, because the light was too bright and it burst the kelim, even those klipos, their origin is really from the chol haponui, as he's going to explain now. Rav Nosanzal says, "Ki be'emes ikur bechinas shvira sakelim nishave rak al yedei zeh." The breaking of these vessels was caused through the cholol haponui, al yedei kfirois hanimshochem mi-chol haponui, through the kfirois that came from cholol haponui. Now Rav Nosanzal explains, "Ki ikur hishavu sakelim," because the creation of vessels of kelim, choyo al yedei hatzimtzum shel cholol haponui, was a result of the constriction of the cholol haponui. Why? Ki b'tchilo hoya hakoil ein soif. Because in the beginning, all that existed was Hashem's infinite light. V'loy hoya mokoim lebriya, and there was no room for creation to take place. V'tzimtzeim Hashem yisborach elikusei letzdodin, and Hashem pulled his heavenliness to the sides, v'nase cholol haponui, and there became a vacant space. V'achakach himshich l'toichoy oiroi b'derech kav hayosher. Then Hashem drew his light into that space via a straight stream of light. V'ze ho'oir meir b'chol hamidois u'v'chol ho'ilomais kulam. And it's that thin laser beam of light, in a sense, which is what shined, what filled all the midos, chesed, gevurah, teferes, all of those things represent vessels into which that light filled, and all the worlds which were filled with Hashem's light was that thin laser beam of light that poured in. V'zeh ho'or nimshach l'toich kelim. This laser beam kaviochel of light went into kelim, into vessels. V'ikr hisavus ha'kelim humei hisavus ho'or. And what created the actual vessels, the actual kelim, when the light, the thickness of the light is what resulted in kelim. Lahavdil, you have sometimes certain kinds of a liquidy substance where when the liquid hardens, it could form a mold. And you could have the hardened liquid that forms the keli on the outside, and inside you have the loose liquid that still hasn't hardened yet, right? Whether you have lead or certain other kind of things like that. Kaviyochil, this is how it's explained. The kelim were formed, the kelim, the midos of Hashem, chesed, gvur, teferes, those things were formed where kaviyochel, as if we could say the light of Hashem, certain aspects of the light of Hashem, which hardened in a sense, and that's what formed the kelim. Shebechol mokoim sheho'er rochoik biyoiser misharoshoi, whenever we talk about the light being distant from its source, Bechinas Ein Soif, which is infinite, the infinitum, Shom Nisave Ho'or Yoiser. What happens is, as the light moves away from its source, it becomes more gashmi, it thickens in a sense, Ad Shenisavu Bechinas Kelim, until it forms into Kelim, just like Lahavdil. You could have a pudding or something like that, which when it's on the fire, it's liquidy. As you move it away from the fire, as it starts to cool, it starts to harden. Here also, Kaviyochel, when we speak about this light of Hashem, the more it was closer to its origin, to Ein Soif, it was light, in the form of pure light. As it moved away, Kaviyochel, from its origin, it thickened in a sense, and for Ad Shenesavu Bechinas Kelim, where it ended up forming Kelim, vessels. Ve'ikr hisavus ho'or, and the main concept of this light being allowed to thicken in a sense and move away from its origin was only based on this cholo haponi concept. The fact that Hashem initiated this process by creating a tzimtzum, that's what made it possible for there to be... You know, in the beginning there was only infinity. When there's infinity, we said it's all light. It's only when Hashem made it possible for there to be something other than infinity, by Hashem creating this vacant space, that's what made it possible for there to be the creation of kelim with oil. Kim loy hoya cholol aponui, because had Hashem not made this cholol aponui, hoya hakoil ein soif, there would have been just wall-to-wall infinity, and there wouldn't have been any concept of light that was more distant or less distant from its source. You follow? There's Rav Nosson Sol here is quoting from the Arizal. I'm just going to translate the words because I don't understand either in terms of really understanding. But Rav Nosson Sol is explaining it very clearly on a certain level. Rav Nosson Sol is saying, in the beginning, kaviyochel, as if we could say there was just wall-to-wall light. Let's picture a room, the room we're in, there was only light in all places. We said that in order for creation to take place, kaviyochel Hashem had to make room. Because if there's only light, you can't do anything there. So Hashem kaviyochel, as if we could say, pulled himself to the sides and left a vacant space in the center in which creation could take place. Now the question is, if Hashem's light is completely absent from a place, then there ain't no way in the world that any creation can take place there. So therefore, even though Hashem pulled his light to the sides, he had to provide some light even in that vacant space. The Arizal explains that light came in the form of a laser beam type situation, a very thin stream of light that was shown into that cholol aponui, and that was enough That little thin laser beam was enough to fill all the kalim and all the worlds, and even burst the kalim. It was so powerful that the kalim couldn't even contain it. Now, the Arizal explains that once you had, in the beginning, when you had only infinite light, then there's no concept of kalim whatsoever. There's just light. Once Hashem made it a concept of more light and less light, a place where there was infinite light to the sides, and that place in the middle where there was less light, the Arizal explains, the more you move away from the infinity, the more you're getting closer to a concept of Gashmius, or to a lower level in a sense. Mm-hmm. And within that lower level of light, that's where Kalim, that's where the light starts taking on some type of shape and form in a sense of Kalim. So that Rav Nosson Zal wants to show here and explain that we till now, we discussed two supposedly completely separate departments, the Cholol Haponi department and the Shefiras HaKelim department. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going back to analyze it and to show us that don't you dare think that these were two different issues, because even the Shefiras HaKelim was all based on Cholol Haponi, all came from there. So that the klipos that resulted from Shefiras HaKelim, in fact, are their place of origin is Cholol Haponi also.
Just
one quick question. The Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is Sheikar Hakelim Heim Bechinas Tzimtzumim Vehisavus Ho'er, that the main concept of vessels is actually a thickening and constriction of the light, Shemimshach Alidei Tchila Satzimtzum Shel Cholol Haponi, which all originates from that first Tzimtzum, which is what started the whole process by making a Cholol Haponi. Zehu. That's a very important piece of information. Next. Umachmas Ribui Ho'er, and because of the fact that this light of Hashem was so powerful still, even that Kav, even that laser beam of light being sent into that Cholol Haponi was so powerful, Loihoyu HaKelim Yecholim Lizboil Ho'er, the Kelim couldn't handle the light, the Nishbaru, and broke, Kimavura Kolze Be'etz Chaim B'tchilosoy Ayin Shom, as this is all explained in the beginning of the Arizal's book, Sefer Etz Chaim. Look over there and you'll get the full detail on this. In other words, there's an implication. That here again, Lahavdil, sometimes a person's dealing with explosives. You picture if you're dealing with explosives. Sometimes you're putting together a certain package of explosives, and this together with this, and because of the volatileness of the item itself, even though you didn't plug this into this, just the handling of it alone causes an explosion sometimes. I'm talking on a physical level. Here also, Lahavdil, we're talking about Hashem's light. And this light of Hashem is the most powerful thing imaginable. So that there was a certain process that was starting, where Kaviyochel, the light, was moving away from Ein Sof and was starting to take form in the form of Kelim. But yet, that as that light continued to flow, it got too heavy for those Kelim to handle and it cracked. Just like Lahavdil. Person takes a bottle of water, a bottle of wine, puts it in the freezer. What happens? It starts freezing. Everything's great. It's summer. It's boiling hot outside. Pop it in the freezer. It starts freezing and freezing and freezing and freezing. Great, great. And until the whole thing is solidly frozen, and then you leave it in there another 2-3 minutes, and the glass cracks in the freezer, and you have nothing left. Period. You can't use the thing because you've got broken glass now, Lahavdil. Question is, where did I go wrong? Everything was perfect. I had the glass, I had the liquid inside, the process was flowing beautifully, and yet, as it kept getting colder and colder, it got to a certain level of coldness where the process burst. Lahavdil. I'm just using this so that we could understand it better on our level. Lahavdil, you're talking about light flowing from a source, an infinite source, Kaviyoch Hashem. And this light is flowing into a certain place, and at a certain point it's freezing. It's taking the form of Kalim. It's taking physical form in a certain sense. But since the light is continuing to feed in there, kaboom, the Kalim can't contain it, and they burst.
ve'isa, and Rav Nosson Zal says it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, shehashvira hoiso meribui hasigim shehoyu b'hakelim. This breakage was caused by the many sigim, which means inferior substances, like, in other words, particles, waste particles, that kind of thing, that were in these kalim, meaning, wow. If these kalim would have been pure perfection, then they would have been able to, just like lahavdil, when you're dealing with physical substances, sometimes if you have a physical substance that's pure, then the thing can handle whatever it is. But because it has some things inside, you know, some impurities, it ends up causing, you know, that the thing can't hold up as well as if it would have been completely pure. Vahasigim heim bechinas dinim hanimshochem ichod al aponoi. These impurities symbolize the dinim that came from the Chodol Aponui, meaning that when Hashem made a constriction, He took His light out of a certain place, it had to result in certain impurities, it had to result in a certain Bechin of Din. Hainu Bechinas Kfirois, which we're calling the concept of atheism, the absence of Hashem. Faith is the presence of Hashem. Atheism is the absence of Hashem. This Cholol Aponoi, which is a place where Hashem was trying, in a sense, to absent Himself as much as possible, it resulted in these concepts of impurities, a bechin of din. Hainu machmas shekol echod omar ano emloich. Because of the fact that each one of these kalim said, "I'll rule. I want to rule. I want to be king." Shehu geus, which is a concept of arrogance, shehu bechinas kfirois, which is a concept of atheism, because the Gemara says that when a person is arrogant, he's rejecting Hashem. Hainu she'ein lohem emuna shlema shegam shom Hashem yizborach nimtza afilu b'chol apone bi'atzmoi. They didn't believe that Hashem was to be found even there, even in the chol aponoi. Rak nidme lehem ki'ilu heim rishus b'fnei atzmam chazdashom. But rather, it appeared to them as if they were independent entities, working, functioning on their own. Shezehu bechinas ribui hasigim shehoyu bohem. That's this concept of these impurities that were there. Vaydezeh lohoyu lichoylem lizboil ho'er. And as a result of that, when there's impurity, it can't handle the light. Ki yefsher lekabel ho'er bishleimus kiim al yedei emuna kanal. Because we said that when you're dealing with the light of the cholol haponui, the only way you can receive that light and contain it in a constructive way is only through emuna. Umachmas chisoren emuna. Whereas when the person has lack of emuna, meaning gaiva, meaning rejection of Hashem, shehoyu bahem, al yedei ze nishbru, that caused these kalim to break. Nimtza, therefore we see from this, she'ikr shviras kalim nimshach gamke mebechinas hakfirus hanimshoch mechol aponoi. That the concept of shviras hakalim is also a result of the kfirus that comes from chol aponoi. V'chol inyan hatzimtzum v'hashvira v'hat'ah. So this is all space talk, as we say many times. Now Rav Nosson Zal flicks the switch and takes this all right back to earth. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol inyan hatzimtzum v'hashvira v'hatikun nimtza b'chol odom. This terminology that the Arizal uses about Hashem and about creation is found within every single Jew. This process called Tzimtzum, Shvira, and Tikkun takes place within each one of us. Umi sheyesh loy lev lahavin, a person who has the ability to understand a heart, in other words, a level of intelligence to understand, yochoy lahavin ma'at inyan ze b'chol odom, will be able to understand to a degree how this takes place within each and every single person. V'haklal, now this isn't explained here. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Memtes, which is called V'hu Kechoson Yotze Michuposoi, where there Rabbeinu Zal takes this whole process and explains how it takes place within the heart of each and every single individual Jew, the concept of hislavus, how when a person first becomes religious, it happens through a burst of the infinite light of Hashem. That's the first thing that strikes the person in a sense, and then that's what draws but then that light can be destructive if it's just left at that. So there has to be a tzimtzum. The tzimtzum meaning that the person has to cool down and come down from that original high and start developing himself, you know, with small, like Sfira Soimer that we spoke about, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sfira Soimer, and then coming back to a Shavuos, which represents a final tikkun, you know, that kind of process. V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, the most important thing to know is, Sheho Ikarahu Emuna Kanal, that within the two issues, Emuna and Sechel, the most important item is Emuna. V'hamamoin nimshach mitchila satzimtzum, and money comes from this original tzimtzum called Sheibachinas Chol Aponikanal. V'alkein, and therefore, Kol hakelim ushvirosam v'tikunam nikroim b'shem birur hakesef tzoruf minap soilus. That's why Rav Nosson Zal says, whenever we talk about this concept of perfecting of the worlds, where we talk about the kelim and the breakage of the kelim and fixing it, it's compared to the purification of silver from its impurities. Kemoshikosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hegu sigim mikesef, remove the impurities from the silver, v'yetze latsoireif kli hegoi roshalef neimelech, and they will come forth from the craftsman a keli, you know, a solid keli. So too is the case of the rosha before the king, a rosha being placed before the king and having to have his impurities removed from him so that he can become, in a sense, a keli for the king. Ki hachnoas horishoim ubirur hakedusha mehem, because the process of subduing the rishoim and purifying the kedusha that's found inside them, drawing, extracting the sparks of kedusha that are found in them and forming something from it, shehu bechinas tikun hashvira, which is the concept of correcting the breakage, hu bechinas hegoi sige mikesa v'yotzol atzoyrev kli, bechinas tikun hakelim knal, is the same concept of refining silver or refining gold. Ukemoy shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, ubachantim kivchoines hazohov, Hashem says, I will test the Jews, I will put the Jews through a refining process, like one refines gold, vitziraftim kitzroifes hakesef, and I will purify them, like one who purifies refined silver, v'yoshov mizukok umetoher kosef, and they'll come out of it completely purified and refined silver. V'chein kol hasitrachra v'haklipois nikroim b'zoyer kodesh b'shem susfisa dedahavor. And we find that one of the terms that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh to describe the Sitra Achra and the Klipois is they're called the dust that falls away when you refine the gold. Gold dust, in a sense. You know, the impure gold that falls away when you heat up the gold to refine it and to purify it. It's called Susfisa Dedava. The Tikkun Ubirur HaKdusha, and the Tikkun and purification of the Kedusha, Nikra B'Shem Kesef Tzoruf, is called purified silver. Kemoy Shekosuv, Moicho Chivra Kekaspa. The Zohar HaKadosh says the Moyach in its pure form is white like silver. The white matter of the brain is like a silvery white. Kikol Klei HaKedusha Hu Bechinas Tzimtzum, because any time we talk about a vessel for Kedusha, it's a concept of Tzimtzum, Shehu Bechinas Kesef V'Zohov, which is a concept of gold and silver, which are tzimtzumim. We said that the origin of money is from tzofoin, which is bechinas din, bechinas tzimtzum. Shekol ze nimshach mitzimtzum harishon, shi bechinas chol aponikanal. Which all originates from the first tzimtzum, which is the tzimtzum of chol aponim. Nimtza. Therefore we see from this, Shehamomoin nimshach me'atzimtzum shel bechinas chol aponoi, that money which represents gold and silver, which represents kalim, which comes from the tzofoin, mitzofoin zoav yosa, mitzofoin tipos acharo, all comes from that original tzimtzum of cholol aponoi. V'alkein, ikar choemuna al yedei hamomoin. That's why we say that if a person wants to show their faith in Hashem or faith in tzaddikim, the way that they show it is with their money. Kishemishabrin taivas mamoin. To the extent that a person succeeds in breaking his evil desire for money, where he wants someone else's money, chas v'shalom, or he wants to misuse money. He wants to use money not for Hashem's kavod, not for Torah mitzvahs, but he wants to use money for pleasures that are anti-Hashem, that kind of thing. Umefazrin momoin harbe b'shvil ha-mitzvah. To the extent that a person spends a lot of money for mitzvahs, that's how they show emuna. Kishom bebechinas cholol aponui tzrichim rak emuna. Because in that place of the cholol aponui, you can't use sechel. You need only emuna. Ki hakedusha vohelakus ne'am shom moed kanal. Because the kedusha is very, very hidden there. V'alkein hamomoin hanimshach mishom tchuvim boi kol havoy dezorois shem akfirois. And therefore, money which comes from cholol aponui has inside of it all kinds of avodah zorah and all kinds of kfirus, all kinds of anti-Hashem feelings. Ki kol avodah zorois v'hakfirois ikar shaloshom hu mebchinas cholol aponui kanal. Because we said that the main concept of lack of belief in Hashem and avodah zorah all originates from cholol aponui, from the fact that Hashem did remove himself to a degree from a certain place. The Alkein Isa Shom B'Devar Rabbeinu Zal Batur Tzvisa Tzedekanal. That's why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23 of Likutei Moran, Shemi Shenoifel B'Tayvas Momoin, that a Jew who falls into the wrong kind of desire for money, Hashchinot Tzoyekes Olav Kuf Mem Kolin, the Shchina cries 140 screams about that person, Shnei Pomim Ayin, 2 times 70, Keneged ho'ayin avoyde zorois shenoifel bohem bekiflayim, corresponding to the 70 idols that this person falls into double. Hainu ki noifel b'shnei minei kfiros kanal. The question is, why double? Because the person falls into these two types of kfira. Sheheim ha-kfirois ha-nimshoch mi-chol ha-ponui v'ha-kfirois ha-nimshoch mi-shvira sa-kelim. Both the avodah zorah that comes from chol ha-ponui and the avodah zorah that comes from shvira sa-kelim. V'chol ha-kfirois nikroim avodah zorah. And all types of lack of faith in Hashem is called idol worship. V'ikr tikun shvira s'tayves mamoin hurak al-yedei emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal explains here that the main way that a person is able to fix and correct the problem of Taivas Mamoin is with faith. Shetzorich lahamin b'mun ha-shlemo, shegam shom b'b'chinas cholol ha-ponui, gam shom nimtza l'kusi yisborach. Whereby the person has to show that they believe that even inside the cholol ha-ponui is found the presence of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, gam b'hamomoin, b'vadai ne'la melekusi esporach. We must say that in money also, there is Hashem's presence. Rak she'yev shelohoven zois. It's just that we can't necessarily understand it. V'alkein, tzorech leida, and therefore a person has to know, shafilu kisho'isek b'masu matin, even when he's involved in business or parnosa, afalpi shenidmeloi she'shom einim selekusi esporach, even though it seems to him on a certain level that there's no ruchnius, there's no heavenlius. The ruchnius is in shul, the ruchnius is in the base medrash, it's in my sforim. When I go out to chop wood or to work on computers or whatever it is, Hashem ain't there. That's the way it seems to the person. Tzorech lahamin shegam shom ne'elam alekusi esporach. The person has to believe b'emunah shleima that Hashem is there also. V'ikar shleima so'emuna makbid al mamoinoi b'shvil Hashem yisborach. How does a person show that emuna? They show it when they're not tight with money when it comes to Hashem. Umafgir kol mamoinoi b'shvil Hashem yisborach. The person is prepared to spend all of his money for Hashem. Umefazer momoin harbe b'shvil tzedakah u'mitzvos. He shows that he's prepared to spread out a lot of money in a generous way for tzedakah and for mitzvos. Nimtza. When a person does that, it shows shemamin shegam momoin atzmoi shuvachinas tzimtzum shel chol aponui nimshach gam kemi Hashem isbarach. He's showing that he believes that even money which comes from chol aponui, Hashem is there also. Hashem is in the money also. Me'achar shemefazer hamomoin b'shvilo yisporach. Since he's using the money for Hashem. That's by using the money for Hashem, he's showing that money which comes from chol aponui has Hashem in it also. V'zeh ikar yisoid kol hamitzvois. And this is the main basis and foundation for all mitzvois. Shesharoshom emuna, of which the foundation is emuna. V'alkein ein shleimus lahamitzvah kiyim keshemefazer momoin bishvila. That's why we say that a mitzvah has no shleimus to it unless the person spends money on it. Shebozeh mare chizik emuna sheloi sheino isem amoine avodazoro kfiris chasashom kilo hamomoin bolay me'atzmei chasashom. He shows that he's not making his money into avodazoro or kfiris by as if to say the money came from him, or the money came by itself. Rak mamin shekol hamomoinu me'Hashem isborach. But rather, he's showing that he believes that all money is from Hashem. And the only reason why Hashem has given us money is that through the money we should be zochet to Torah and mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Shezehu bechinas emuna shebechol aponui. This is the concept of the emuna inside the chol aponui. Shemaminim shehachol aponui shem akashi sanal loy nishavu me'atzman chas v'sholom. Where the person shows that he believes that the cholal aponi, meaning those questions, are not an entity unto themselves. Ra'gam elu hachakiros v'akashis ba'atzmam shem b'chinas cholal aponi nisavu mi'Hashem yizborach she'tzimtzum elokusu misham. Those questions that come from the cholal aponi, they come from Hashem himself. It's from Hashem's constriction. That's what resulted in those questions, in those doubts, in those conflicts. Umeyachar shegam chol aponoi nisafan Hashem isborach. And once a person realizes that the chol aponoi also comes from Hashem, bevadai gam shom ne'elam chiyusoi. So certainly, kaviyochol, some of Hashem's life force is found in that chol aponoi also. The chol ikar chol haponui lo nesava ela kedei lahamshich sham alakuz kedei legalos alakuz yisbor boilam. And the only reason why Hashem did this, the reason why Hashem made a chol haponui was in order to be able to draw His light, His heavenliness into there, so that it should be possible to create a world, a world in which Hashem would show His Himself. Kibaloize. Because were it not for this process, Hashem could not have revealed His heavenliness. There would have been only wall-to-wall light, and there would have been no revelation. This is the exact same concept as we spoke about spending a lot of money for Hashem. Because the person believes that the money comes only from Hashem, and Hashem has given me the money only so that through the money I should be zeche to olam haba. Liten stoko v'lasiv b'torah mitzvois v'alkein ze ikar shleimus hamitzvois kishikoyin noisom bekesef molei. And therefore, this is what's called doing a mitzvah b'shleimus, when the person pays full price for it. Shezeo b'chinas emuna. We showed before that that's the concept of emuna. Shezeo b'chinas emuna shegam b'chol haponoi shebchinas hamomoin ne'elam Hashem yisborach. By doing that, the person is showing that he believes that Hashem is in money also. Hashem is in the chol haponoi also. That's the foundation of the entire Torah and the entire Yiddishkeit. It's an awareness that Hashem is everywhere. Where's everywhere? Even in the furthest places. There's nothing that's further than the Cholol HaPonui, which is the origin of money, and even Hashem, and Hashem is even there. So by a person using money to do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, he's using the purest form of emunah, the emunah of the Cholol HaPonui, he's using that to reveal, to give kavod to Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, therefore, mi shechanono Hashem yisborach beize shefa shel momoin v'chafeitzim, any person whom Hashem has graced with any type of shefa or possessions, ein hachafeitzim nishmorim v'niskaimim etzloi kimai de'emunah, those possessions and that money will only be guarded for the person or be able to be retained by the person only on the basis of the person's emunah. That's what gives the person the ability to guard his items, to have his items watched, and that they should have a kiyum. Ki afal pi shehodom tzorich lishmar memoinoi v'chafotzov kanal, because even though we say that a person is responsible to watch over his money and his possessions, avol loinosanesh mizborach koyach l'shemrom kiyum meha hazekois haboim v'china shtiras hakelim. Hashem has only given us the ability to guard our items from those types of damage that come from Shvira Sakelim. Avol meha hazekois haboim v'chinas cholol haponui, whereas from the type of harm and damage that comes from cholol haponui, ein nishmorim, ki the objects will not be protected, kiim al yedei shemamin shehakoil meito yisporach, unless the person believes that everything is from Hashem. Vim Hashem lo yishmor, and if Hashem doesn't watch over an item, then it's totally unprotected. The kanal, as we spoke earlier, in other words, we had mentioned that there were these two sources of klipois and two places from which kfirois come from and problems come from. One source is a source which we're equipped to deal with. The second one, the Chol HaPonui, is a source that we're not equipped to deal with at all. It's purely Hashem, and it's purely up to emunah in Hashem. It's our faith in Hashem that gives us the ability to deal with those kind of problems. The Alkein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, Hashemer Chinom she'enoi mekabel shum schar al shmirosoi, a Jew who agrees to watch something else, something for someone else for free, he's not getting any payment for watching. Therefore, he has only obligated himself for that type of guarding that's dependent on the person, that a human being is capable of doing. Whereas, the type of watching which is to guard from those types of harm that would come from the Cholol HaPonui, Shemizeh ein hamomoy nishmar kim al yedei hu emunah hashlemo shel bal hamomoy, where the only thing that protects the item from that type of harm is the faith of the owner of that item. Al kein ein hapikoton b'achriyusoy l'inyan zeh, this item is not in the responsibility of the watchman related to that, if the watchman is not taking any money. The money is not affected by the level of emunah of the watchman, since the watchman is not taking any payment or reward. Therefore, it's not, we had shown earlier that the money comes from Cholol HaPonui. So therefore, if this Shomer Chinam is doing this for free, then the responsibility for the damage that comes from Cholol HaPonui is not his problem. It's not his responsibility, but rather it's the owner of the bicycle or the car or the house that gave it to him to watch. That's the one that's responsible. Ki ikra hu emuna hu bebchinas hamomoin, because we said that the main concept of emuna is related to money. Shetzrichim lahamin shomei Hashem yizborach, that a Jew has to believe that money is from Hashem. V'loy bekoyach yigbarish, and it's not with a person's own might that he's going to increase his money. ויידזה נשמר המומוין מכל ההזקויס שאין ביד האודם לשמר מהם כנל. And when a person has that emuna is what protects the possession or the money from the types of harm that a human being can't guard from.
ועל כן, לא נסחייב השמר חינם באחראי זה, כי אם מישהו שמר סוחר, מקושקין שויל, שמקבל שכר ונוע מהמומוין.
Therefore, a person who commits himself to watch something for someone else for free, he has not undertaken that kind of obligation at all, that he should be responsible for the type of harm, type of damage that comes from cholol aponui, from those type of klipois, which we said is dependent only on emuna, which is tied into money, which is tied into the possessions. It's only the shemer socher that's being paid for the job, or the shoyel, someone that's borrowing something from someone, where he gets to use the item, because he's benefiting monetarily, then the burden of the emuna is on him.
Va'oz hu chayev ba'shmira ha'tluya be'emuna.
If a person is getting monetary benefit or usage of the item, then the burden of guarding, which is dependent on emuna, is his responsibility also.
Me'achar shekibel momoin uschar mi'abalabayis,
because he's accepting money or reward, benefit somehow from the balabayi,
sheshom ikar hu emuna.
And we learned earlier that it's when it comes to money, that's where the main emuna is needed.
Shetzrichim lahamin shegam shom bahamomoin shubchinas cholol aponui gam shom ne'elam chiyusa yisborach.
That a Jew has to believe that even in money, which is something that originates from cholol aponui, even there Hashem is to be found.
Ki hakol mimenu v'kanal,
because everything comes from Hashem. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal first explained the concept of problems, bichlal, and damage and trouble, where it comes from. And he explained how it could come from one of two addresses. One is Shviras HaKelim, and the second is Cholol Aponui. And he had explained that the Shviras HaKelim aspect is something where Sechel works, where the person can use his own Sechel and his own Das to protect himself from it. Whereas the Cholol Aponui is something where there's no Sechel or Das that works there. It's only Emunah that can help a person deal with that type of problem, that type of klipa and situation. That was the first introduction Rav Nosson Zal gave. Then he gave a whole discussion about emunah, showing how emunah was especially applicable to money. And a person shows his emunah by his money, by spending money on a mitzvah. Rav Nosson Zal gave a whole elaborate explanation of that. Once we understand those two items, now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to show, therefore, a person who's being paid for his services, that person's responsibility includes even the emuna area. In other words, the two types of harm, the harms which comes with das, or the harm which could come, which he would deal with via emuna, because he's making money on the deal, or getting benefit from the deal, he's responsible for the emuna responsibility also. For that type of harm that could come from cholol aponui, he's responsible for that also. Whereas if the person is not taking any money for his service, not getting any hanoah, then the burden of responsibility for the type of harm that comes from cholol aponui remains the owner's responsibility, not the watchman's responsibility.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Yud Gimel, V'al kein lo yirotzo Avraham Avinu lekabel moras hamachpelo bechinam me'afroim.
For this reason we could understand why Avraham Avinu was not willing to accept the moras hamachpelo for free from Ephraim, but rather he insisted on paying for it.
V'chein dover ha-melech odav ha-shalom lo yirotzo lekabel goyren aravno ha-yevusi shehu mokoim ha-beis ha-mikdosh bechinam.
And so too, when Aravna, the Yevusi, wanted to offer Dovra Melech a certain site where he had a warehouse, to use that as the site for the Beis HaMikdash for free, Dovra Melech refused. He would only accept it if he got to pay for it.
Ki kedushas moras hamachpelo, v'chein kedushas mokoim ha-Beis HaMikdash, hoyu b'tchilo ne'elomim mo'oi b'tachlis ha-helam.
Because the holiness of the Moras HaMachpelah or the holiness of the site of the Beis HaMikdash were originally extremely, extremely hidden. The holiness was super hidden. It was in the hands of a goy and a super goy. Bibchinas hakedusha hanelemes bibchinas cholol aponoi. Similar to the hiddenness of Hashem within the cholol aponoi that we spoke about in the previous shiurim. That the cholol aponoi represents a place where Hashem is absent, and yet he's there, but his presence there is super, super hidden. And it was impossible to select, to extract that kedusha and to reveal that kedusha, other than by these tzaddikim, Avraham Avinu and Dovid HaMelech, showing super emuna. We said that the only way to deal with that cholol aponui is only with faith, super faith. Ki Avraham Avinu hoya roish lemaaminim. Because we know that Avraham Avinu is called in the Torah the leader of the believers. The Torah writes about him, Vehem in Bashem, that he believed in Hashem. He was the first one to teach faith in Hashem to people. Vehein Dover HaMelech Olav HaSholoim Midosoi Emuna. And so too, Dover HaMelech, we know that his attribute is faith. Shehi Bechinas Malchus Kiyadua. Because Dover HaMelech is the symbol of Malchus, and Emuna is synonymous with Malchus. We've mentioned this many times, because Malchus is something which has no light of its own except what it receives from the others, from the other spheres. Just like Emuna is something which has no light of its own. Emuna is when you close your eyes when you say Shema. It represents something that lacks, it's lack of sechel. It's not what I see, it's what I believe. As the Pasuk says about Dovid HaMelech, ve'emunosi ve'chazdi imoy, my faith and my kindness is with him. So we see that Dovid HaMelech is b'chinas emuna. V'alkein nosnu daiko kesef mole bad hamekoyim esakdeish manal. This is why Avraham Avinu and Dovid HaMelech insisted in paying full price for these holy places. Ki ikur hu emuna hu al yidei hamomoyim. Because we learned earlier that the main way that a person shows emuna is with money. When a person gives a lot of money for a dovar shebikdusha, that's how he shows faith. There's a pasuk ve'emuna ma'oid. Tzivisot tzedek edoisecha ve'emuna ma'oid. That the emuna is shown through ma'oid, ma'odecha, which is your money. That's why when it came, especially to buying these holy places, which at that point in time the Kedusha was not revealed. The Kedusha was super, super hidden. Cholol Aponoi style, they understood that the only way to deal there is with Emuna. You need super Emuna. Super Emuna means cash. By being showing a willingness to pay for those sites, that's how they showed the Emuna. That's how they brought out the Emuna, which is what helps you to bring out the Kedusha from the Cholol Aponoi, which is what reveals the Hashem within the Cholol Aponoi, as we learned earlier. V'ze soid kol inyan Yaakov avinu im lovon, sheshomar es tzoinoi b'shtei b'noiso, v'yavoid Yisrael b'isha u'b'isha shomar. This is also the whole concept behind Yaakov avinu working for Lovon, whereby he guarded Lovon's sheep for his two daughters, to acquire his two daughters, as the Pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu worked for a wife, and for a wife he guarded, he watched. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki shomoyer hu bechinas malchus, bechinas emuna, bechinas isha yiras Hashem, because watching is associated with malchus, as we explained much earlier, that zocher is bechinas zocher, Shomer is Bechinas Nekeva, female, the woman, which is the symbol of Malchus, the symbol of faith. Women are the ones who are strongest in faith. The forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their main job in the world was to reveal faith in Hashem, to teach faith in Hashem to the world.
kios hayakoid matn Torah, because they were living in an era before the Torah was given. And therefore the Kedusha was very hidden at that time. People did not know about Hashem. Knowledge of Hashem wasn't available yet because the Torah wasn't available yet. Therefore, the world at that time was in a type of cholol aponui state, meaning that the light of Hashem was completely hidden. It was almost as if Hashem was absent. He was there, but he was in a super, super hidden form because the Torah had not yet been given. There was very little. Therefore, ki hoyo ha'olam ponui me'elekusi yisporach. The world was almost completely void of Hashem's heavenliness. Veheim b'choizek emunosom v'avoidosom gilu u'persimu shigam b'chol ha'ponui gam shom nimsa Hashem yisporach. These forefathers of the Jews, through their great faith in Hashem and service of Hashem, revealed and publicized that even in the chol ha'ponui, Hashem is there, and Hashem is to be found. V'himshichu emuna b'olam, and they introduced faith in Hashem into the world. V'zeh.